Good morning, sir. If you could just hold on for one moment, the season's going on. The Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, so just hold on for one moment, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Christopher Andrew Gordillo, 313-928.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that she signed that form on December... double-check that date. Yes, December 11th, 2018. Which was 6 days ago, so do you feel you've had enough time to prepare for this hearing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench from me. On the far end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson working towards me. We have the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Portillo and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
I do, and it's time the department requests an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. The date of offense as an incorrect date. The date should be September 8th, 2016.
Thank you. I just made a correction to the warrant. Mr. Profil, before we continue, that was just a correction on your warrant. The date of offense was initially listed as January 20, 2018, but it was actually September 8, 2016. It won't have, at least in my opinion, any bearing on this hearing, but we do need to correct the warrant. Okay, we will continue. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
And keep in mind there's a separate motion that will pass this hearing or consider passing this hearing from phase one to phase two. So we will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number two was demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at TLC Sunny Slope, located at 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on September 20, 2018, as verbally directed on September 20, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you have absconded from supervision. Mr. Portillo, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on Mr. Portillo's admission. I move to find him delinquent because he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal related company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Portillo, We're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Brookfield. Mr. Westby.
On September 10th, 2018, Mr. Portillo was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 10th, 2018 by Mesa PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 10th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 31st, 2019, 51 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2016, organized retail theft, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. The other final convictions, this is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3, mental health score, 1, substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest. All arrests on record show charges that were either dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G1B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Brookfield, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released with the Department of Corrections to reside at Reborn Assistance, located at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. You were discharged from Reborn Assistance on September 17, 2018. On September 20, 2018, you were approved to reside at TLC Sunny Slope in Phoenix. You failed to establish residency at TLC. This was your last known address. So where were you living for the 51 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Brookfield?
I was at my father's house.
And where does your father live?
I don't know the exact address, but he got at Washington 50th Street and McDowell. I never
okay, so it, it's in the city of Phoenix?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And was your father not on the approved list of possible residences for you?
No, he wasn't. He was out of my parole officer's jurisdiction, and I never went to change my parole officer so that he would be in the jurisdiction.
Okay. Were you able to find work at all when you were released from prison?
Yes. Yes, I had a job at Southwest Lumber and off of 35th Avenue in Lower Buckeye.
And did you work there the whole time, or how long did you work for them?
No, I got the job in October 15th, and I had a job until I got arrested.
Okay. So we certainly commend you for finding work. Were they treating you well at the lumber yard?
Yes, they were.
Should this board return you to community supervision? Is that job still waiting for you?
Yes, it is, sir.
Thank you. Programming notes, you were referred to task for random year analysis, assigned to a PIN number. You are not responsible for submitting urine samples, and it says yet, which indicates that maybe your due dates were after you went missing. So I will ask you, why did you break up contact with your parole officer?
Well, I figured once I did not go to TLC, because when I had gotten there, someone had offered me service, and I did not feel comfortable being in that place. Since I did not go there, I went to my father's instead, since he made it clear that my father was not going to be, it was not in his jurisdiction, I figured he had already violated me, so I just figured that I might as well just try to get a job and establish the roots until I have to go back to finish doing my time. Now that I look back on it, I should have kept in contact with and worked with my parole officer, but I just assumed the worst and assumed that he would have violated me right away. That did not make sense.
Well, Mr. Portillo, I would hope that you don't end up inside the criminal justice system over and over again, but perhaps you'll at least learn from that, because the parole officers tend to be pretty flexible with people returning to the community and are invested in your success out there. So I think you came to the right conclusion as far as learning from the experience. So I think you've already answered this question, and that was, I would ask you, what were you doing for the 51 days that you were missing? And I don't know if ahead of you, but it sounds like you were living with your father and working. Were you doing anything else?
No, I was not.
Did you have any past issues with drug use or alcohol?
No, sir.
And I think in writing my notes down, I didn't catch this, but how exactly were you arrested and returned to the Department of Corrections?
I was at a park, and a police officer came up to me and asked for my ID, and I gave him my ID, told me I had an AGC warrant, and he there arrested me and took me.
Well, thank you, Mr. Portillo. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Were there any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Portillo, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before this board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
No, I do not have anything else.
Thank you, Mr. Portillo, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board this morning. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, that is, as it is your right to listen to the discussion, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Portillo. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as I just stated, I do appreciate how pleasant Mr. Portillo was with the board. I think there were definitely some positive parts to his story. He found what sounded to be good work. He was living with his father. I don't know whether or not his father would have otherwise been approved, but it's still important to have community support. Unfortunately, he disappeared from community supervision for 51 days, and it's just too long a period to ignore. I think it violates the spirit of community supervision, as even though he may have been doing well, we can't account for it. We don't know what he was doing. So, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. It may sound like a fair amount of time, but it is just a matter of months before he'll be free and clear of his charges, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. But I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3211, a discussion with Mr. Portillo, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Portillo is delinquent. Well, under the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal injury company, it is much that he absconded for 51 days and we could not account for his activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree. I'll say seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright, and Mr. Johnson, while it was Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Portillo, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on about May 31st, 2019. That may sound like a long way away, but it is just a matter of months, thank God not years, and it sounds like that you have already a pretty good plan for returning to the community. So with the support of your family, and hopefully a job waiting for you, we do wish you a successful and productive return to the community. I want to thank you again for being so pleasant with the board. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board this morning, Mr. Portillo.
Thank you.